My parents were strict Anglicans, Mama says. I hated going to church. We girls had to wear a hat in church. Mom and Dad drove 5 miles with a horse and buggy, winter and summer, snowstorm or not, and they established St. Matthew's in Cloverdale, raising money by playing baseball, holding dances in the local hall. And my mother forced us to wear hats. Wear hats in the summer too. Wear a hat, always wear a hat. We used to laugh. We all joked that she must have been scared by an Indian. Everywhere I went during the war, at every station, people said, "You must be part Indian." I replied, "I don't know." And I didn't. I went to the archives. I found out that the women of the family were all called Indian woman. Men had names, Scottish names, but the women were nameless. Do you realize that I can go to Sweden and find my mother's ancestors by their names? And your dad can go to Scotland and find his ancestors, and to England to find his mother's ancestors. And I can go to the Orkneys and find the first male ancestors in my father's family from 1790, when he joined the Hudson's Bay Company. But the women had no names. They had no faces. They were Swampy Cree. I know that now, but I found it in the archives. And I can't go anywhere in this country to find out where my ancestors, the women, were from. My mother was Swedish, and she was the first white woman in the family in 5 generations. She was ashamed of us. She was prejudiced. She insisted my father was Scottish, but look at him. Look at his picture. He looked like Chief Pontiac. So Mama drew the women, their faces, beautiful faces emerging out of darkness.
Mm-hmm.